Well, we're here with Stuart Emery, and we're so excited. Stuart is the co-author of Success Built to Last, the book which is being released on September 12th, which is already selling out in bookstores. And Stuart has written that book with Jerry Porras, co-author of Built to Last, the number one New York Times bestselling book. Stuart is also the founding CEO of EST, the founder of Actualizations, and an author of Actualizations, the book. And what we so love about Stuart is, and it was so wonderful in reading Success Built to Last, what we saw is that Stuart and his co-authors had interviewed more than 300 of the most enduringly successful people in the world, people like Jimmy Carter and Michael Dell and Maya Angelou and Senator John McCain and many, many, many more. And they had drawn a set of conclusions from those interviews, and then, in conjunction with the Wharton School of Business, had gone out and done research to validate their findings. And what Stuart and his co-authors found is that those principles, and I'm sure he'll mention some of them when we talk in a moment, those principles were borne out by the research that was done. And what Janet and I, frankly, love so much is that those principles were the same core principles that we wrote about and talked about in the Passion Test. And Stuart is someone who, what he really cares about is turning, helping people to turn their passions into practical success for themselves and for the entire world. So Stuart, thank you so much for being with us.
And Chris, you forgot the most important thing. Stuart's also the co-author of the soon-to-be-released Passion Test for Business, which we're really all so excited about. So thank you, Stuart, for being with us.
Well, I'm thrilled to be on the show. I have always thought of myself as a passionately curious person, and my own serendipitous journey through life has really been about following my passions, and I didn't get really clear that that's what it had been about until I co-wrote the book that's coming out called Success Built to Last, and then serendipitously were given by you a copy of The Passion Test, and I realized that all of this was in perfect alignment, so that's very exciting to me.
Well, and so let us ask you the question of the hour. How did you earn your first dollar following your passions?
Well, as I go back, I was always kind of in business for myself, but I think that maybe not the first dollar, but close to it, was I got passionately interested in photography when I was about 12 or 13 years old because my godmother gave me a camera. And the first thing I did after learning how to use it was that I realized that I loved this, and then I started taking photographs of kids playing sports when I was at boarding school and selling them the photographs. And that led on to a career in photography, cinematography, becoming a creative director of an ad agency to picking up an account that brought me to California in 1971, where I ran into a fellow called Werner Erhard, and pursuing my passions definitely has been a life-changing process in a very good way.
Oh, isn't that great? And do you remember, Stuart, and if you don't, it's okay, but do you remember the first dollar that you actually made from your photography or from that part of your life?
You know, I don't quite remember
okay.
Like the first dollar, but I remember I did a slide presentation at school, and I included in it, as if it were a mistake, if a slide got misplaced in the stack, of a pin-up of Gina Lollobrigida. And in a church boarding school, this created a stir, and I was an instant celebrity. And I remember after that, sales of photographs went up enormously, so I guess I've always been a marketer.
Oh, isn't that great? And so, Stuart, what lesson would you share with our listeners that you've learned from this process of learning to follow your passions?
Well, we get a lot of advice that we ought to do that, and I think many people believe it's a homily. In other words, it's a nice thing to do. What we learned in all the research for Success Built to Last is that it, in fact, is dangerous not to do that. The word passion's an interesting word. I mean, it literally means that if you don't follow your passions, then they become a suffering. So if we talk about St. Matthew's passion, it's about that thing which is within us that, if not expressed, and turned into a practice becomes a suffering. So on a lot of levels, emotionally and spiritually, we suffer if we do not follow our passions. And we found that all of these people we interviewed were just unwilling to settle to live a life that was not the passionate life. They were unwilling to settle for not doing what they loved. And then it turns out in the global economy, if you don't love what you do, you will lose to somebody else who does love to do that thing that you don't love to do, but that you're doing anyway. So it's such an important message on every level of our human existence.
Well, so Stuart, how can people buy this wonderful book of yours?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or 1-800-CEO-READ.com and order the book now, and it will be on sale on the 12th.
And that's in bookstores all over the country, right?
All over the country. In fact, the first edition, the first printing is sold out of the bookstores. They're
in
the second printing now.
So for all of our listeners, on September 12th, you want to run to the bookstore and get your copy right away because they'll be flying off the shelves, and you don't want to miss out.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Stuart. We just love being with you and look forward to our time together again.
Yes, and every success with the launch of the Passion Test, this is a really important book for people. So I want to see everybody run out and buy this book and do the test. My wife led me through the Passion Test, and I've led the passionate life, and I have to tell you, I made personal discoveries in doing the Passion Test that are very important to me. So I recommend it to everybody. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.